Forgive Me would not be possible without our generous parishioners. We'd like to thank Jess Coppinger for organizing St. Patrick's first ever Battle of the Bands. We maybe would have liked a bit more oversight on the lyrical content of some of the artists, with a bit less swearing and a lot less secularism, but the enthusiasm of everyone involved was apparent.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We'd also love to shout out Katie Trainer for running a successful paint and sip night. Although next time we might suggest bringing in artwork that's a little easier for folks to wrap their heads around. Anthropomorphic clouds named Kevin are wonderful and all, but we think they might prefer making a bit more traditional landscape. We don't know, but just a thought. We love you. Become a part of our community over at patreon.com/roguedialogue.
Excuse me, Father, is now still an okay time for us to talk?
Oh, goodness, I didn't realize how late it was. Yes, yes, Darla, please, come in, sit down. Can I get you a cup of coffee?
Oh, that would be wonderful, thank you.
Cream or sugar?
Oh, two of each, if it wouldn't be too much trouble.
Of course not, coming right up. So, how are you holding up?
Well, I've definitely been better.
I'm sorry, that was insensitive of me.
It's fine, honey. You are not my slime ball of an ex-husband. You've got nothing to apologize for.
That's one way to put it. Oh, be careful, that's hot.
I just like to warm my hands on the mug before I take a sip. Bad circulation runs in my family.
These upstate winters sure are unforgiving, aren't they?
You'd think I'd be used to them after all these years, but nope. Not even a little bit.
Well, we could probably sit here and talk about the weather all day, but I'm guessing you had something else on your mind for our session.
I'm just wondering how I could have been so stupid, Father.
You weren't, and you should try hard to let yourself remember that.
It's just... As soon as I found out, all of my friends started to tell me how they really felt about him. How they'd long held their suspicions. Julie Down at the Ruby Thursdays even said she'd seen them there. Like, he was doing this right under my nose. Barely covering his tracks, and somehow I still completely missed it.
We all have the capacity to be blinded by love. Especially when that love has been cultivated across many years.
Tell me, Father, did you know?
I'm afraid it isn't my place to say.
Of course you did. Everyone did but me.
I encouraged him to come clean when he confessed. But it wasn't my right to tell you. I'm overstepping now, even admitting that.
It's fine, dear. I don't blame you for this. I don't blame you for any of it. I only blame myself for not leaving him sooner.
You're saying you did have suspicions then?
Truthfully? Mm-mm, I didn't. Not at first, anyways. The late nights weren't exactly new. Him blatantly going on dates might have been, but We'd been drifting for a long time before that.
How'd you eventually find out?
The absences may not have been new, but his good moods were. He was just so damn chipper all the time. He was whistling in the shower again, which he always used to do the morning after we made love. Oh, I'm sorry. Is that too much detail?
It's fine, Darla. It's just nothing I haven't heard before.
Well, he was whistling again, and it wasn't like we'd magically pressed a button to bring back our intimacy. So I knew he must have been getting it from somewhere else.
Good morning, Darla.
So he never did confess then?
Well, eventually he did, but only because I'd hired a local PI to tail him for a few weeks. Do you ever meet Susan? She's an eccentric one, but her assistant Olivia's okay. Got a good head on her shoulders.
I can't say that I have, but I've heard that those two do good work.
Well, they tracked down Joe and brought me some choice photographs with his Jezebel.
Yes, you caught me. I cannot believe you hired Susan for this.
Enough that, when I told him I wanted out, there was nothing he could do to steamroll me into changing my mind and keeping up the facade.
I'm sorry that it had to come to that.
Honestly, Father, I'm not.
Oh?
No. Joe's infidelity was the final nail in the coffin of our relationship, sure. But it wasn't the thing that killed it.
So it was Tom, then?
No, it wasn't Tom either. He's a good boy. You know, he reminds me of Joe when he was that age. I don't think he'd ever admit to that, but it's true.
Yeah, I find that easy to believe.
I wonder why that is. No, his reaction to Tom was bad, but our failings started years ago. We met young. We both just finished high school. Joe was cool then, if you can believe it. He drove a convertible and slicked his hair back like Fonzie in Happy Days. All the girls in town wanted to date him, but he only had eyes for me. And my parents despised him. They told me I was too good for a boy from that side of the tracks, which, of course, only made me love him more.
There's just something about being young and in a forbidden romance, isn't there?
Mm. I didn't know you'd be able to relate.
Don't mistake me. My first love will always be for God, but I've had a life. I was a teenager once.
Oh. Anyway, we had a bit of a whirlwind courtship. You know, long drives through the countryside, movies downtown, even concerts when we could afford it. But that all changed when we realized I was pregnant.
Out of wedlock. I'm sorry to be frank, but I never would have guessed that for the two of you.
Neither would my parents, which is why we got married right then and there. And don't get me wrong, I loved him, and he loved me. I don't question that. Hell, some of our best years were at the beginning, living in a dingy studio apartment above this terrible pizza place, while my father put Joe through Cornell with the promise of a job at the firm as soon as he was done. It was hard, and sometimes impossibly so, but when it was just the two of us like that, with the whole world ahead of us and the intensity of love that can only come from being young and broke and on the precipice of more responsibility than we'd ever understand, we felt invincible. So I never would have imagined it'd end up like this.
Well, what changed?
Joe did. And I mean, of course, I did too. We had a child to think about. We couldn't live the life that so many of our friends were enjoying, you know, moving away and seeing the world. But as the years stretched on and he worked his way up, you know, first at the firm and then later in his position as the town judge, the unthinkable happened. He'd become the spitting image of my father. Not physically, thank goodness, but everything else about him. The way he talked and carried himself and dressed, the values he held for our family, it had just all become so old school. And again, I understand that I'm culpable here to a certain degree, but everything that made me fall in love with him in the first place had just melted away. And he was just so traditional.
I understand how difficult it is to realize we aren't the people we thought we'd turn out to be. Especially when we start to become our parents.
It's all so cliche, isn't it?
A little, but cliches exist for a reason.
I don't know.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Maybe this whole thing is my fault. I've just been on autopilot for so long, just so unsatisfied. Maybe I drove him away.
Adultery is definitely a choice, Darla, but it's a choice made by the adulterers, not the victim.
Ugh, victim. I hate that word. You know what the messed up thing about all this is, Father?
What's that?
I'm jealous. Sure, of course I am. But I'm not jealous of her. I'm jealous of him. Because he's the one who had the balls to cheat first.
You don't think it would have been more beneficial to try and work together to confront your issues? To see if you could have fixed them rather than blowing your lives up?
Have you been listening at all? Joe and I, we both gave up. We stayed together for appearances more than anything else, and for Emily, of course, at least when she was younger. But after she went off to school, it just seems so much easier to muscle through it than confront the actual truth.
Is there anything that I personally can do to help you right now?
Well, I have to admit, there is one thing that's been particularly bothering me about this whole ordeal.
And that is?
You know, they're married already. The ink on the divorce papers is barely dry, and he's already over at St. Anthony's saying new vows.
I'd heard, yes.
I'll bet he even asked you to officiate.
He did. I said no. It didn't seem right.
What an ass. Oh my gosh. Either way, I have some friends over there at St. Anthony's, and they said the whole thing was very garish. She wore a flower crown. He had on a colorful bow tie, and he was just so happy.
If I can level with you here, maybe this is just Joe's way of coping with the situation.
Coping? You think that this farce was Joe's way of coping? No. The son of a bitch was celebrating. But that's not even what's bothering me. What bothers me is that After all of this, the infidelity and the second shotgun wedding, which believe you me, in a few years he will come to regret. Now that all that's over, he can still take communion.
Oh.
And I'm over here, saddled with his skid-marked underwear and an encyclopedic knowledge of his mother's daily medication, and I can't. That, somehow, in the eyes of the Lord, I am the one that is being unfaithful to my marriage by kicking the cheating bastard out and rebuilding my life.
I have to admit, being a Catholic can feel rather archaic at times.
Mm-hmm. So you'll let me do it?
Do what?
Take my communion without signing some document that says the past 30 years of my life never happened?
I'm afraid it's not as simple as that.
But this paper you had Lynn mail to me is? Like, if I just took this pen and signed on the dotted line right now, I could get all those years of my life back? I could somehow forget all of the fighting and the cheating and even the outright boredom we endured? Those tense nights around the dinner table after Emily left, where we sat together in silence, not even because we were angry, but because there was just nothing left to say. I could be a kid again and get a do-over on this whole life thing?
I mean, despite my vocation, I'm not a miracle worker.
Then why should I do this? Give me one good reason.
Frankly, Darla, I don't have one. Listening to you speak today has been illuminating, to say the least. And far be it from me to try taking some other routine away from you, but if what you want is a do-over, why would you want to return to any semblance of your old life in the first place?
Because he shouldn't get to take that away from me, too.
Say no more. I understand.
I'm just angry, Father. I'm just so angry that he spent so long making Emily and I terrified of letting the cracks in our home life show, of showing anyone that our family was anything less than perfect. And yet he's the one that chose to finally hit the self-destruct button at the first chance he got.
Is there any part of you that can see the good in what he did? Not in his specific actions, of course. Adultery is reprehensible in my book, and I let him know that. But how you have this whole future ahead of you now that you never would have had this not come out into the open.
Well, of course I do, Father, but should I really be so quick to just erase my whole life like he has? Was our marriage really so terrible that I have to pretend it never happened? Because it wasn't. I'm sorry, it just wasn't. Without that asshole, I wouldn't have Emily. And she is, frankly, the best thing I've ever done in my life. So no, I'm not ready to sign a paper annulling my marriage that says that the life we built together doesn't exist.
I understand.
And you still won't budge?
I wish I could, but I can't.
I'm sorry, Father, but that is fucking bullshit.
I don't disagree with you. Not one bit. How's she holding up?
Emily? She isn't speaking to him, which I promise you, I didn't ask her to do, but it does make me a little happy in a way.
Watching your parents get divorced is an incredibly difficult thing for a child to have to go through, even if they're an adult.
She's good, though. She and Tom and I have dinner every week. I even let Tom sit in Joe's chair at the dining room table, which would make him livid if he knew.
It most certainly would.
I know, it's a small thing, but right now, I'll take whatever victory I can get.
And you should. Have you thought about what's next for you? Clara's organized a church mixer this upcoming weekend. If you're feeling lonely, maybe you could...
sorry. I'm going to pass. Emily's already set me up with one of those match.com accounts. I'm not even sure if I'm interested in another man at this point. But I'll tell you one thing. Whenever I am, he certainly will not be a member of this church. I think it's time I spread my wings and venture out of my hometown. You know what I mean?
That makes perfect sense.
Well, Father, thank you for taking the time to speak with me today.
Always, Darla. I'm always just a phone call away. And if you need anything from me at all.
You know what I want, Father.
Anything else?
Had to try one last time.
If it makes you feel any better, Father Michael's operating under some, well, murky doctrines in order to allow Joe to keep taking his communion.
What do you mean?
Well, without an official annulment, he technically shouldn't be allowed to. Since without that document, the way the church views it, he's still being unfaithful to you.
So, Mike's looking the other way while you won't?
No, Joe and Lexi have agreed to live together as brother and sister. In the eyes of the Lord, anyway, in order to keep taking the sacrifice.
That's rich. Oh, okay, so you're telling me that spiritual incest is kosher in the eyes of God, but what I'm doing isn't.
I never said that it was fair. I just thought it might make you chuckle.
Well, it did, Father. It certainly did.
Will I see you on Sunday?
No. Mm-mm. I think this weekend I'm gonna sleep in late, make myself a giant mimosa, and watch all the trashy reality TV that Joe always hated.
That sounds lovely.
I thought so too. Oh my gosh, have you seen Brother Husbands?
Forgive Me is a Rogue Dialogue production. This episode was written and directed by
Bob Ramunda
and
Jack Marone.
Here's our cast in order of appearance.
Sarah Ray Werner, Darla.
Casey Callahan, Father Ben.
Michael Larkin, Justice Walters.
Script editing by
Jordan Stillman.
Dialogue editing by
Bob Ramunda.
Sound design, score, and mixing by me, Adam Raymunda. All of the graphic design comes from
Sam Tordy.
Find out what we're up to by following at Forgive Me Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Did you like the show? If you did, go follow it on your favorite podcast player. If you really enjoyed it, rate it and review it on Podchaser or Apple Podcasts. This podcast is made possible by our supporters on Patreon. By becoming a patron, you can get access to an ad-free feed, director's notes for each episode, music from the show, and more. Become a patron over at patreon.com/roguedialogue. No matter what, thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with our Thanksgiving special. See you then. Bye.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Congratulations. You've reached the Amelia Project. A new life awaits. If you're not serious about this, hang up. If you continue, there's no way back. Leave your message after the beep.
Enter the offices of the Amelia Project and be ready for surprises, twists, and turns. Follow the Amelia team as they help their clients fake their deaths and come back with new identities. Each episode is different. Each client coming to the death-faking agency has a unique story to tell. If death and disappearances, comedy and crime, mystery and magic sounds like your cup of cocoa, The Amelia Project is the podcast for you. Search for The Amelia Project wherever you find your podcasts. And remember, leave your message after the beep.